It is time for class session 537 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And as I mentioned in our last class, I want to mention again, on Wednesday evenings for our Bible study, we are using as our guide a publication called House to House, Heart to Heart. Some of you may be receiving that in the mail. At Rock Cliff, we try to mail that to all of our neighbors all the way from Biola to McMinnville, because it is good, spiritual, wholesome, sound, religious teaching in that publication, and it is so applicable to the lives that people are living today. And if you get that publication, you should read it, and you'll find strength in there. And it'll interest you more in the things the Bible says. And because of the good reception we have from the sending out of that paper to our neighbors, we are spending our Wednesday evenings in a community, house-to-house Bible study, in which we use that publication to guide us in the things that we're talking about on Wednesday nights. You can bring your copy of House-to-House to our meeting house and sit and enjoy the conversation we have about the things therein. And you can be free to enter into that conversation, to offer your insights and to ask questions as we go. But if you prefer, you can simply sit to listen and see what it is, and see if you can capitalize on the things that are there. One of the features in that house-to-house publication are the questions and answer sections. And as part of what we do, as time allows, we go over those and try to answer those questions from the Bible. We have a great joy gathering together as we do that. And you will have joy, too, in sharing that joy as you do that as well. Now, we do this because we believe in the power of God's Word. And we believe it is so important for us to be part of sending that word out to all that are around us, so that they too can have the power of God's word in their life and be blessed by God as they come to an understanding of His mind and of His will. And with that, I'm sure they would joyfully comply and repent of their sins and want to be part of God's church. And so join us on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock, and we'll have this community heart-to-heart Bible study of which you can be a part. Now, as we were bringing the class session to a close in the last class, we were talking about how God did not want David to build the temple, that is, a physical structure rather than a tabernacle, a tent. David wanted to build a physical building, a temple. God said no to David about that. But he was wanting his son Solomon to build that temple. And then we talked about how God has a temple today. It is not a physical structure. It is a spiritual temple. It is His church. And we read a number of passages from the Bible that identify the church as God's house. Now let me read to you from Elam's notes of March 16, 1924 about that. Here we read that this church, our spiritual house, is one of peace, governed by laws of peace, the weapons of whose warfare are not carnal, whose head is the Prince of Peace, and the establishment of which marks the beginning of time, when by all members swords shall be beaten into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks, and under whose influence the nations and those of all nations can come together and lay down their worldly armaments and gather together in peace as God's one people in His church. We read that that was what was spoken of by the prophets. Isaiah said in Isaiah 2, verses 2 through 4. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, let us go up to the mountain of Jehovah, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he will judge between the nations, and will decide concerning many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Isaiah received those words he spake from the Holy Spirit, and at the same time the Holy Spirit gave those almost same words to another prophet that was not prophesying in Jerusalem, but prophesying in the villages out in the country. His name was Micah. And Micah said in Micah 4, verses 1 through 3, But in the latter days it shall come to pass that the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and peoples shall flow into it, and many nations shall go and say, Come ye, let us go up to the mountain of Jehovah and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of Jehovah from Jerusalem. And he will judge between many peoples, and will decide concerning strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. So we have it from the voice of the two prophets, Isaiah and Malachi, about God's kingdom. It would be superior to any physical earthly kingdom. There would still be means and needs for man to have earthly kingdoms to govern in earthly affairs. But all men of all the world, and even those who had been enemies one with another, can come together. And rather than use their implements against one another, can find ways to turn them into implements that can help one another in love and peace and joy together in God's church. We are reconciled to one another together in Him. It's not just I'm made friends with you and you are made friends with me, but together we come to Christ. And finding ourselves together in Christ, we find ourselves together with one another. And such is the genius and the beauty and the glory of God's church, God's house, and God's temple. Now we have read from 2 Samuel 7, 1 through 17, and you may want to turn your Bible and open to that. I'm not going to read that again. But these are points that are following along what we have read in that reading in a previous class. The first point was that David had built his own house and wanted to build the Lord's house, and that was a worthy purpose, but that was not what God wanted David to do. Number two, God approved of David's desire, but he said that he would have David's son to build that house. Now number three, God permitted David to gather material in abundance and to contribute very largely of his own means toward building this house. Also, God gave David in writing the plan and specification of the house and all of its vessels. David gave these to Solomon. So this house was built by inspiration. Now, to make that clear, get your Bible and follow with me. In 1 Chronicles chapter 28, let me read the first 19 verses of that and we'll see what God told David to do. It says in 1 Chronicles chapter 28 in verse 1, David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes and of the captains of the companies that served the king by course, and the captains of thousands, and the captains of hundreds, and the rulers over all the substance and the possessions of the king and of his sons, with the officers and the mighty men, even all the men of valor, unto Jehovah and unto Jerusalem. Then David the king stood upon his feet and said, Hear me, my brethren and my people. As for me, it was in my heart to build an house for the rest of the ark of the covenant of Jehovah and for the footstool of our God. And I have made ready for the building. But God said unto me, Thou shalt not build a house for my name, because thou art a man of war, and hast shed blood. Howbeit Jehovah the God of Israel chose me out of all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. For he hath chosen Judah to be prince, and in the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he took pleasure in me to make me king over all Israel and all of my sons. For Jehovah hath given me many sons. He hath chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of Jehovah over Israel. And he said unto me, Solomon, thy son, shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish his kingdom forever. And if he be constant to do my commandments and my ordinances as at this day, now therefore in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of Jehovah, and in the audience of God, observe and seek out all the commandments of Jehovah your God, that you may possess this good land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children after you forever. 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 9. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart, and with a willing mind. For Jehovah searcheth all the hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Take heed now, for Jehovah hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong, and do it. 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 11. Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch of the temple, and of the houses thereof, and of the treasuries thereof, and of the upper rooms thereof, and of the inner chambers thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit for the courts of the house of Jehovah, and for all the chambers round about, for the treasuries of the house of God, and for the treasuries of the dedicated things, also for the courses of the priests, and for the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of Jehovah, and for all the vessels of service in the house of Jehovah, of gold by weight, for the vessels of gold, for all the vessels of every kind of service, of silver, for all the vessels of silver by weight, for all the vessels of every kind of service, and by weight also for the candlesticks of gold, and for the lamps thereof of gold by the weight of every candlestick, and for the lamps thereof, for the candlesticks of silver, for the weight of every candlestick, for the lamps thereof according to the use of every candlestick, and the gold by weight for the tables of showbread, for every table, and silver for the tables of silver, and the flesh hooks, and the basins, and the cups of pure gold, and the golden bowls by weight for every bowl, for the silver bowls by weight for every bowl, and for the altar of incense refined the gold by weight, and for gold for the pattern of the chariot, even the cherubim that spread out their wings, and covereth the ark of the covenant of Jehovah. All this, said David, I have been made to understand in writing from the hand of Jehovah, even all the works of this pattern. I hope you grasp the significance of this. Solomon was not to build a temple of his own choosing. Solomon's temple, to bring glory to God, was to be built according to the pattern that had been given to David in writing. If we could learn to build the church according to the pattern that is given to us in writing in the New Testament, then how wonderful that would be as well. Be back for our next class.